longest time.
Sean Davey electing against the shot. Kieran Quinn, Davey back again, and Quinn once more. Three players to his right. Quinn looking for the first point. He's got it.
Kieran Quinn was a star player for the Sligo GAA team when they won the Connacht title in 2007, the first time in 32 years. But since then, he swapped his football gear for a life dedicated to music and to the encouragement and development of local musical talent. With his regular Kieran Quinn theme nights, the Piano Man has taken would-be performers out of their comfort zone and onto front of stage before packed crowds. Tonight he and they perform at the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo.
You are very welcome to the Hawkswell Theatre this evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is night two of the 15th instalment of these theme nights. They've been running for 4.5 years now, and they're growing every time. This is the first time we've sold out three nights in the Hawkswell Theatre.
Tonight, it's the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, as performed by the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and even a local farmer. Months of preparation, hours of rehearsal, coordinated by Kieran, come to fruition, culminating in 35 nervous local performers. Tonight, they get to do the impossible and live their dream, including schoolboys Tiernan, Stephen and Peter, with their quirky take on a Billy Joel classic.
Well, I must admit it was Kieran's idea, but when I heard it, in the song itself, there's kind of a jig, kind of a riff in it, and when I heard that, I said, a trad tune will probably work over this, so I met up with him over the week, a few weeks ago, and then we went over it, and then we came up with it then, so that's how we came up with it. Originally, he told me that the name of the song is "She's Always a Woman to Me," but I forgot it when I went home that evening, and I couldn't remember what the name of the song was. But I eventually ended up looking up something like "You'll Always Be the Man Your Mother Is," which isn't the song, anyways. But eventually, I found out that it was "She's Always a Woman to Me."
Robert is a newspaper editor, John, a local county council engineer, Luke, a student, and Michael and Neil, well, they were just dragged along for the ride. Five of the most unlikely people that you would put together for an a cappella group, but that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, it's one of those songs, because it's close harmonies and everything, when it comes together, it sounds fantastic. We know it sounds fantastic. We've been working very hard. We've been getting electrified by it as well. So really glad the crowd are getting into it.
Yeah, and I'm so honoured to be singing with all these group of lads. They sound absolutely brilliant, and I'm so happy to just be here singing for the crowd. They seem to love it. We love it. We're having a great time. You know, we're all just loving it.
the spirit. That's the biggest thing, you know. The spirit of the whole thing. That's what I'm proudest of. You know, it's bringing people together. New bands have come out of these nights. You know, people chatting backstage and getting involved, and people are singing styles of music they never would have had in their other musical careers. People are getting out of their comfort zones. They're improving themselves. And all in a good spirit of helping each other. You know, there's no egos out there. Everyone is willing to muck in and sing a bit of backing vocals or do whatever it takes to make the song better, you know. So it's fantastic.
The spirit and harmony that Kieran talks about is evident backstage, but there's also an abundance of nervous energy and anticipation. Tommy Bree is especially so. A local farmer and owner of a golf driving range, a neighbour of Kieran, who's taking on the iconic Joel tune.
It was fantastic. I remembered all the words and sang them in the right places. It was great. Brilliant. Brilliant. Where would you get the chance to sing a song like that, you know, with an orchestra and brilliant. I feel great. Great to get it out.
John Kavanagh is a university lecturer by day. In his spare time, he writes plays and poetry. Tonight, he attempts to add singing to his repertoire and understands that for him, being challenged gives him the drive to get up on stage.
They're scanning horizons all the time, through all ages, all genres. And Kieran is particularly unusual because he's got this incredible facilitative leadership. He's a synergy. He's a great synergizer, you know. And people go that extra mile for him. I mean, you know, you wonder if this is the bubble, how long it can last, you know. It's been amazing few years, you know.
Sligo is wall-to-wall talent. We're just rotten with talent here. I say now we're the envy of every county, like, you know. And I mean, like that, there's 25 songs on the set, and he had 28 singers. So just three different singers tonight. And, you know, so I'll just tell you, 28 singers in Sligo, and that's not the half of them. Like, you have so many young people coming up now, and that's where he does the teen nights as well. And sure, like, you know, might as well, if we get the call now, we might as well keep singing because these young fellas are coming behind us.
Kieran Quinn is finding untapped musical talent in the most unlikely of places in Sligo. Forget the X Factors, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent. True talent is found within the heart and spirit of those who dare to dream. And thanks to Kieran, dreams can become real.
It's absolutely brilliant. The amount of talent in Sligo is absolutely wonderful. I can't believe Kieran puts so much effort into everything he does, and especially these theme nights. Without these theme nights, I suppose there wouldn't be as much songs and stuff, talent happening in Sligo. So I'm just so thankful for Kieran giving us this opportunity to sing to everyone. And it's great buzz too, it's great crack.
There's absolutely no egos backstage either, which is fabulous. We were congratulating people, and we were being congratulated as we came off. By the end of the night, when it's all over and the final song is sung, everybody just rejoices. It's a fabulous atmosphere backstage as well as on stage. So
there was 9 new people there. Every time we do it, there's new people coming on. The pool is endless. There's always new people coming up that want to get involved, and because they see the standard is so high, they have to come on and nail it, and they do. You know, it's fantastic. They come on and they up their game, and everyone does their best, and it's fantastic. You know.